Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Previously on Nuka World on Tour. Marianne!
That's me.
Oh, there you are, Marianne. You're doing the intro too?
Well, I guess so, Brian. Say, how exactly do we do this?
I think we're supposed to read these script notes to introduce our minisode.
Mind if I go first?
Of course, my beautiful Tarako Erythralophus.
Brian, did you just call me a majestic red-crested Tarako bird of sub-Saharan Africa?
Well, maybe.
Oh, Brian, you sure know how to slide down a gal's wool socks. Mind if I go first?
A gentleman always makes sure the lady goes first.
Previously on Nuka World on Tour, a devilish trap was sprung at Mama Dulce's by Simon. The bait? Something that Chad couldn't possibly ignore. Sex. As Chad made his way into the room, Simon emerged from the shadows. Not, in fact, the supple, big-chested Nuka girl. Chad had been vault-fished. Suddenly, Peter Ennis sprang to life, emerging from within the leather folds of Simon's vault suit pants. The Chad, horrified, projectile vomited. Simon cackled madly as Peter Ennis opened his mouth and began to sing a siren song to draw forth the hiding horde of enthralled Scorch to at last rend Chad limb from limb.
Oh my clutching pearls! Marianne, what the H-E double hockey sticks are you reading? We're going to get canceled.
Well, I don't know. This was in the pile of scripts over there.
We're really doing this? Okay, fine. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the cocky crooner, Sir Peter Ennis.
What's even happening right now? I'm gonna toss my high-fiber granola breakfast cereal. Blah, blah,
blah. Oh, my eyes. Oh, God. My virgin eyes.
Hey, pretty lady. What's happening? Oh, dream maker. You heartbreaker. Wherever you're going, I'm going your way.
No! No! This is so inappropriate! We agreed to elevate the literary standard of this production. This kind of outrageous shock and awe smut is the death knell of humanity and intellectualism. Out! Out!
You're choking me.
Get him, Brian. Beat him. Yeah. Yeah. Like that.
Don't bully me.
Both hands. Wring his neck.
I'll spit.
You get out of here and stay out.
Brian, you're all out of breath and sweating profusely.
I sure showed him. If he pops his head up again, I'll beat him until he stays down.
Yeah, I think this joke's been played out. What version do you have?
Revision 12. Should be in the upper right.
This is revision 2. That's the problem. Here we go. You know what? Let's just skip to line 54.
now, presenting and coming up next, a most thrilling conclusion to Nuka World on Tour. What lies beneath and what reigns above? That's a bit of a grammar word salad, isn't it? Perhaps a better title is That Which Lies Beneath and That Which Reigns Above. Or maybe, there's something under the ground, dear Liza, dear Liza. Oh, look, there's something up in the sky. Methinks it looks hangry. I don't think that's the tune.
You know what? We're two pages in. Let's just get on with it.
It's right at the top of the hill. There, right there. Peggy, she just...
Calm down, Timmy, and tell me again what happened.
We came up the hill to check out the Nuka launcher.
The what?
The Nuka launcher. The roller coaster they're building. We were watching a group of construction guys dig holes to build the coaster when all of a sudden the ground started shaking. Then a hole just opened up in the ground. The construction guys vanished. Then...
It's okay, sweetie. Go on.
I told her not to get close to it, but she never listens to me. She was trying to get a closer look and just fell in. I ran up to try and get her out. She was okay. And then the ground shook again and fell in. She was gone. I'm sorry. I tried to help. It happened so fast.
There. It's okay. It's not your fault, Timmy. There's nothing you could have done. Brian?
Hmm? Oh, sorry. Just thinking.
I'm going to take Timmy for a bit till he calms down. Do you think she's...
No. She can't be dead. She just can't be. Not our Becky.
It's all my fault.
Timmy, please calm down. These things happen.
No, don't understand. She has to be alive. After the hole closed in, I could hear her shouting for me. She must be in some sort of tunnel.
Brian, what do you think?
It's possible. I mean, we're in the ash heap. There are numerous abandoned subterranean mining tunnels under the surface.
You have that look on your face. What is it?
Timmy, after the hole collapsed and you heard Becky shouting for you, what happened next?
Well, she said something about trying to die in Texas.
Or was it trying to find an exit?
Oh, that makes more sense. Then she started screaming.
Screaming?
Yeah, it must have been because of the noise. The ground started shaking again, and these pointy crystals poked through the ground. But that noise, I've never heard anything like that. I couldn't hear Becky after that.
Oh, dear.
We've got to do something.
We will, Timmy. Brian, what's the plan?
An excellent question, my beloved. I'm not entirely sure, but we've got to get down there. But alas, this much soil is too much even for my 3-star legendary shovel. We could enter through one of the abandoned mine shafts, but there is no way of knowing which one. I don't have a map, and it's like a maze down there. We could be lost for days if we're not careful. What we need is...
Hey! Psst.
Scoutmaster Brian, there's a stranger standing behind the ticket stand over there. I think he just pissed at you.
Can I help you?
Yeah, you can. And I think I can help you. See those crystal things popping out of the ground over there?
Yes, it's ultracite.
Ultra what? Whatever it is, that happens every time the ground starts shaking. Something ain't right. I tried to tell my sister about it. Told her we shouldn't be digging here. She says they're just earthquakes. Probably aftershocks from all those crazy vault dwellers from 76 launching nukes or something. It don't add up, though. We've been touring a long time and I've seen some weird shit. Especially when it involves people from the vaults. But this is different.
Then whatever you have to say, make it quick. One of my scouts is down there and I don't have time for idle chit-chat.
All right, take it easy. Look, the other day I was scavenging through the surrounding area, looking for supplies to do repairs around the carnival. That's when it happened. The ground started shaking, those crystal things started shooting up out of the ground. I started running, didn't know which way to go. Ended up running towards the damn thing instead of away from it. Ground shook so hard, it knocked me off my feet. The noise. The god-awful noise. Then I heard a man screaming. After that, the noise was gone. The shaking stopped.
What did you see?
Nothing. I only heard it. I turned tail and ran. I wasn't sticking around to be the next victim. I came back here and tried to convince my sister and our troop that we can't stay here. No one believes me. They tell me I need to fix the air filters, that all the smog and smoke is getting to my brain.
Where?
Huh? Oh, right. A little southwest of here, at an abandoned mine shaft. Look, people think I'm losing it. If you could bring back something to prove I'm not, I'd be grateful.
Of course. Thanks for the information. I'm gonna need you to watch Timmy for us while we're gone.
Stranger danger!
The kid? I ain't no babysitter.
We'll pay you.
Hope you like popcorn and holotape games, kid.
No! I want to come too! I can help!
I admire your enthusiasm, Scout. But I don't know what we're up against. Becky's in danger, and I won't put you in harm's way, too.
We'll be back before you know it. You'll be safe here. Right?
Yeah. Sure thing.
Good. Let's go, Brian.
After you, my dear.
Oh, you're too kind.
If you see any air filters out there, bring them back.
Will do. Take good care of Timmy for us.
Will do.
Oh, and one more thing. Don't let him eat sugar.
What? Good luck. We'll see you when you get back. They make it back. What did she say, boy? I couldn't quite make it out.
She said, don't let me eat boogers. Yeah, that's it. Nose truffles.
Boogers?
Yep. Brian's always like, keep those fingers out of your nose, Camperoo. Yep. Can't get enough of those boogers. Mm-mm.
Okay then, moving on. So what do you want to do, kid? We got the Nuka-cade, the Big Top, or we could try...
What are those?
The vending machines.
Vending machines?
Yeah. You thirsty? We got just about every flavor of Nuka-Cola there is. Except for some scorched version some vault dweller tried to sell me the other day. I should say we have almost every licensed version of the beverage. So, what'll it be?
Really?
Well, sure. Haven't you ever had a Nuka-Cola before?
Yeah, of course I have. I drink them all the time. Ooh, what about that one?
Ah, good choice. One Nuka-Cola Quantum coming right up.
Wow, thanks.
Here you go. Whoa, take it easy there, champ. No need to chug the whole thing at once.
Wowzers, that's tasty! Woohoo! Can we go to the Western Shootout now? I want to win a prize.
Yeah, sure, why not? Maybe you can win yourself a nifty cowboy hat. Let's go over the rules first. Hey, you okay? Your eye's starting to, twitch there.
This is it!
How can you tell?
Over there! A patch of ultracite coming out of the ground!
We should probably split up and look around for some clues. There's got to be something here that'll help us find Becky.
Good idea. I'll search the office.
I'll look around down here.
Sounds swell, Marianne. Holler if you find anything. Hello? Is anyone here? Nothing. Other than a bit of ultracite on the table and this note. Oh, I hope Marianne made out better than I did. We don't have time to...
You're going to want to see this.
On my way!
Over here.
Good gracious, is that a Brahmin?
What's left of it, that is. At first, I thought something must have eaten it, but looking closer at it, the bones are shattered.
Shattered?
Whatever it was, it hit the Brahmin like a freight train. Tore right through it.
Well, this isn't good.
It gets worse, I'm afraid. Here.
A holotape?
I found it over there on that body. I already listened to it. Brian, it's Jack. Jack Woodhouse.
Oh! Oh, I see.
What do we do, Brian? How are we going to tell?
We'll worry about that later, Marianne. Right now we have to find Becky. We need a plan. We need to...
Brian, wait.
We can't, Marianne. We don't even know if Becky is alive. We have to keep moving before...
Shh, be quiet. Listen. You hear that?
It's just the fires still burning in the mines.
No, beyond that. There.
Is that breathing? The hillside. It's
moving.
That's it. Marianne, you're a genius. Are you ready, my love?
Always.
There is moving. It's going deeper underground.
Brian, look. Where the ultracite deposit was, it's gone. There's an opening. Let's move.
Right behind you.
Which way do we go?
We lost it. Shoot. I'm not sure. Oh, here. We'll use my knife and mark an arrow towards the exit for each tunnel we take. Where do we start?
Well, it doesn't really matter, I guess. Let's... start with this one. Best we keep quiet, though. We don't really know what we're dealing with down here. Or what else is down here with that monster.
Agreed. Best we use sneak for now.
Brian?
Yes, Marianne?
You okay? Ever since, well, you know, Becky went missing, you've had this perplexed look on your face. Care to share what's on that big, beautiful brain of yours?
It's just that...
Is it Becky? I'm worried too, but we'll find her, don't worry. She's a tough girl, and I'm sure she's fine.
Oh, I know she is. That girl's a fighter. If there's one thing stronger than her personality, it's her ability to survive. It's just this creature.
What about it?
Marianne, we know Appalachia almost as well as we know the Pioneer Scout Handbook.
Darn tootin'.
It's not just this creature, whatever it is. It's not going to stop. It started with the Scorch Beast Queen, then the Wendigo Colossus we came across in the mines of Mononga. These creatures keep coming.
I know what you mean. Weeks before Graham's disappearance, he spoke of an oversized super mutant that was rumored to be found deep below West Tech.
I get this feeling, the same unsettling feeling you would get if you were to fold the flag improperly, or let it touch the ground.
That bad?
Worse, I'm afraid. All these creatures are appearing, and despite all this, more and more people are moving to Appalachia each day. The landscape is changing, and so is the wildlife. Something is afoot indeed, but I just can't figure out what. Mother Nature isn't happy, that is for certain. And whatever it is that's coming, we must be ready.
We will be. After all, our motto is to be prepared.
Oh, Marianne, you always know the perfect words to calm my mind and lift my spirits. You are my fondest treasure.
Oh, Brian, such flattery. You keep it up and I'm gonna blush so bright my stealth boy will stop working.
Well, in that case, I might just... Wait, stop! What's that ahead? Light! Better activate another stealth boy just to be safe.
Wall miners?
Yeah, quite a few of them at that. I've never seen them organized like this. They seem to be chanting.
More like worshipping, but to who? I didn't know they had a deity they prayed to.
Maybe not a who, but a what. Look up front in the center there. I can't quite make it out, but it seems to be some sort of circular boulder they're worshipping. Some sort of underground relic? Marianne, you've studied their language, haven't you? Can you make out what they're saying?
Only what I've picked up from Mama Myrmiger when we would trade. But they just keep repeating the same thing over and over again. Defender above, savior below. Life and purpose you bestow. Rock of light once was found. Gave thee birth to protect ground.
Rock of light? Are they talking about the ultrasite?
It's possible. Hold on, there's more. Surface will burn. Man will end. Miners live on. Praise Tai Tan.
Tai Tan? Titan?
I think so. It's a loose translation. Closest word to our language, at least. Like I said, I only learned what I could from Mama Myrmiger.
Well, if what you're saying is true, then we're in a lot of trouble. We need to find Becky and...
Ah, damn it! Stupid tunnels! Where the hell is the exit around here? Ugh, what I would give for the scrap kit back at camp right now.
Becky!
Marianne? Brian? I am so glad to see you two.
Oh, us too, kiddo, us too. We came as soon as we got the news from Timmy.
Timmy? Looks like that idiot's good for something after all.
Well, Miss Becky Watts, he actually cares about you very much. He had a hard time holding back tears when you got separated.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe he's not an idiot. But he is annoying.
Most boys are.
Hey! As much as I hate to break up the reunion, we need to get out of here, post haste.
I've tried, but every time I try, I get so far and the ground shakes. And I know it sounds crazy, but the tunnels move.
Move?
Yeah, it keeps happening. The ground will shake, and when I turn around, the way I came from is blocked. It doesn't make sense. I just want to get out of this stupid place already, and I'm sick of seeing these green rocks. Ugh!
Becky, what did you do?
I don't know. I just kicked the stupid rock.
Marianne, remember what I said they were chanting to earlier? Well, it's...
Holy sugar bombs! It's... an eye!
Go! 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 Get out of here! Fascinating! I thought what I saw earlier was some sort of type of rock, but it must have just been the creature's eyelid. Almost like its skin has taken on the properties of its environment. For protection, possible camouflage or both.
If that's the case, this is quite the discovery.
I hate to break it to you two nerding out right now, but can we focus on getting the fuck out of here?
Becky Watts, I understand you're a bit overwhelmed with our current predicament right now, but that does not mean that you...
Yeah, I know, language.
Brian, look. The markings.
Yep, we're on the right track. Just a little bit further.
A dead end. Are you sure you know where you're going?
I swear it was this way. Look, there's the mark we made. Unless...
What the?
Just as I thought. It's not a wall. It's the creature. Blocking our path.
It's trying to trap us!
Seems so. No wonder you weren't able to find your way out of here. It keeps moving and blocking the exit.
How does it keep finding us? I can barely see in here as it is. Does it have night vision or something?
That's it.
I got it right?
Well, no, sweetie. Not the night vision part, but about not being able to see. The monster's not tracking us by sight, but by...
vibration!
Exactly. Everyone, get behind that wall.
No, they caught up to us.
Marianne, whatever you're going to do, my dear, please do it quick. They're close to cornering us.
You got him! Holy shit, it worked! It's moving towards the explosion. And look, the path is open!
No time to celebrate, gang. That explosion compromised the mine. We need to beat feet before it caves in.
Ow! My ankle!
Grab my hand! Marianne, keep going!
But...
Go!
Hurry, Brian!
We're not gonna make it!
Oh, yes we are! Hang on! Becky, are you crying?
Well, yeah. I actually liked him, okay? I mean, he's pretty good. And now I'll never get the chance to tell him.
Aw, Becky.
Brian!
I'm touched. Do you really?
I... No, I don't know what you think you heard, but that's not what I said. What I said was...
Attention, citizens. Nuclear strike imminent. Please exit the area at your earliest convenience.
Saved by the
Thank you for your
Well, looks like we're not the only ones to know about the Titan's Lair. Whoever Jade Fire with a Y is, they sent a nuke to our exact location.
Another invigorating calorie-burning run through collapsing tunnels? It's almost like Christmas! Let's go, gang!
We're not gonna make it!
Look there! Mining car tracks! And where there's trucks?
A mining cart! Isn't that just ducky?
In! Quick! We've got no time to lose! Hold tight! Need to get this thing moving!
Well, that's done it! Come on!
In we go! And hold tight!
Isn't this going a little fast?
No choice, I'm afraid. Clock is counting down.
Fear not, Becky Watts. I have just the thing to banish your fears. Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Marianne Belts?
That coal worker's pneumoconiosis, commonly known as black lung, was caused by the inhalation of respirable coal mine dust like that which we're breathing in right now, and that it's a disabling and potentially fatal lung disease with no cure? Historically, CWP had taken a tremendous human and financial toll on the United States coal mining industry before the Great War, particularly in Appalachia, where the CWP in Appalachian miners was 4 times higher than the national average.
Yes, that, but also that this is the perfect time for a fear-alleviating and spirited sing-along.
Right you are. Let me brace myself as we hurtle to our likely doom and pull out the old ukulele. Sing along. You know the words.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and back that's strong. He loads 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Saint Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Pioneer Scout Health Assessment, everyone.
I believe I'm suffering from migraineous neuralgia, but otherwise, well.
I appear to have minor epidermal abrasions to my articulatio genu and some possible swelling of the olecranon, but otherwise well. What about you, Becky Watts?
Can't we get your gluteus maximus off of me?
Whoopsie! I was wondering what I landed on.
Take me alive, Sheriff Ebilehead!
Sweet Myra Lurk Molasses, what's going on here? Becky, you stay back.
Aw, but I want to watch. It looks like it's gonna be good.
Marianne is right. Stay behind that stand there by the fortune teller robot while we get to the bottom of this.
Ugh, I never get to have any fun. If he falls, I get his badges.
Becky!
I'm kidding! Sorta.
Excuse me, sir!
Oh, hey. You're back already.
Yes, we are. Now, do you mind telling me what our dear boy Timmy is doing all the way up there on the big top tent?
Wow! I can see our camp from here! I'm king of the world!
Timmy! You get down from there right now, mister. And where are your pants?
Well, you see, he wanted to try our most wanted event. He was supposed to just steal tickets from the cardboard cutouts, but ended up robbing more than half the players as well. I had him sit out the rest of the event at that table right there. But when I came to check on him, he was gone. Nicked Gunther's big iron, too. Not sure what got into him. I did what you asked, though. He didn't eat his boogers.
Say what now?
Before you left, the lady hollered back, "Don't let him eat boogers," or at least that's what the kid said. I couldn't quite make it out.
Uh-huh. sugar. Don't let him eat sugar, because this is what happens when he does.
Oh, that makes more sense. Hard to believe a little sugar caused all this.
Well, what exactly did you give him?
Just the Nuka-Cola Quantum.
Oh, just a Nuka-Cola Quantum? Crime and Nitley. Why didn't you just shoot him up with chems while you're at it?
Hey, take it easy there. I don't have kids of my own. How was I supposed to know?
It's not your fault. I apologize. Wait here, please. Timmy, can you come down here, buddy?
Timmy! My balloons! Such naughty children!
Cheese and crackers, Timmy! You're gonna hurt someone! Get down here, young man, or so help me!
Attention, citizens. Nuclear strike imminent.
Oh, not again! Curse you, vault-dwelling new Cappy trash!
Oh, it's nowhere near us. At this point, it happens so often, we usually just go about our day.
Normal? Normal? What's wrong with you people? You have any idea how many nukes you folks have set off around here?
Well, you see.
And that? What the hell is that? It's like a mountain rising out of the earth!
Well, maybe your sister will believe you now.
Oh, that's lovely! Now we get a breathtaking view of it. Unless my genius for Genis has failed me, this appears to be a majestic white-bellied Heterocephalus glabber, known to the layperson as the common mole rat. This one appears to have suffered some kind of unique mutation, perhaps from long-term exposure to ultrasight, or perhaps some other unknown cause.
Ooh-wee! Look at that varmint! I'm fixing to wrangle me a big'un!
Marianne!
On it! Sorry, sweetie, but you're gonna need to sit this one out.
Let me go, you Jezebel!
Timothy! I'm gonna let that one go because you're all hopped up on sugar. Take a deep breath now.
There we go. Sleep well, little guy.
What did you do to him? And what is that stuff?
Oh, just a little Addictol.
Is it supposed to knock you out?
Oh, heavens no. It just took away his sugar high. He's just crashing till his body recovers. Now, you stay here and watch after him while Brian and I handle things with the Titan.
Oh, do we have to kill it? It would make a fascinating study.
Yes.
Have you seen that thing? The two of you can't do this alone.
Oh, don't you fret, my little ghoul scout. We won't be. Look!
What the? Where did all those people come from? Who are they?
The other vault dwellers from Vault 76.
You called them?
No, the nuke did.
Huh?
Anytime there's trouble, whether it be a horde of creatures or some ungodly monster that appears, the 76ers, as some people call them, are bound to show up.
They are some of the most peculiar people in Appalachia.
But wait! Aren't you both from that vault?
Honey, there were over 500 people in that vault by the time the storks started knocking on doors after it sealed up. We couldn't tell you all of them. All the years living in the vault, Brian and I never once crossed paths. Vault 76 was so modularized and segmented by level, we never once had an all-hands-on-atrium meetup. But when Reclamation Day happened, everyone split up and formed their own groups, like we did with the Pioneer Scouts. Despite what group or faction they belong to, they're all 76ers.
Right you are, Marianne. They're a diverse group of people that live very different lives. In fact, paradoxically, they speak all kinds of languages.
It's true. I got off the elevator once on one of the lower levels, and I could have sworn someone was speaking Japanese.
And yet they put aside their differences and come together for a single cause. To help.
So, kind of like what our Pioneer Scout troop does?
I never thought of it like that. But I suppose in a way, yes, an astute observation, Becky Watts.
You're wise beyond your years, kiddo. Ugh,
knock it off, you two. Are we gonna kick this mole thing's butt or what?
You bet your badge sash we will. Be back in a few.
You stay inside the Nukecade, young lady. Don't come out until we're back. Oh, and see if you can find Timmy's pants.
Marianne, I got this. Go.
Right. Of it. I've never seen something like this.
That's what she said.
Oh, looks like the other 76ers are well into the fight. We'd better pull out the big guns for this one.
Ryan, are you?
Yep, I'm going bloody build for this one.
But your health, you really think it's gonna be that bad?
Afraid so. Look there, mole miners and mole rats spilling out of the opening of the ground. No telling how many are down there. We can't take any chances.
All right, then. I guess it's time for the new build.
Aw, you finally finished your build.
Took me a while to get the right rolls for the Gauss minigun, but yeah, it's finished. You ready?
Let's go!
Watch out for those mole rats! They're explosive!
Where's it going?
It'll be back. He keeps doing this. It's like a giant game of whack-a-mole.
Whatever it's doing, we need to figure out a different plan. We're barely doing any damage to it.
Here it comes!
We're barely making a dent. Even my ultra side ammo. It's not doing the damage. At this rate, I'm gonna run out before we down this
thing. Wait, what did you say?
That I'm gonna run out of ammo?
Before that. That's it. It's not going to. This thing is resistant to it. Everywhere the Titan shows up, giant shards of ultracite pop up with it. It's practically made from it and protected by you two.
Huh? Is she talking to us?
Yes. Take your chainsaw and your auto axe and cut down those pillars of ultracite. It's the Titan's power source. It's what's protecting it.
Marianne, you never cease to amaze me. Brains, beautiful cankles, I just...
Hey, lover boy, how about you save that for after the battle?
Honestly, read the room.
Yeah, right.
That made him mad.
Whoa, earthquake! Hold on to something!
Great job, everyone! Two more times like that, and this Titan's toast!
Let's make one more time. Pioneer! Pioneer! Pioneer Scouts Ho!
Behold! The Pioneer Scout Banner of Arms! Ha!
What is that? What is he doing?
Survival! Teamwork! Research! Discovery! Innovation! Open near your friends so everyone can enjoy!
What?
What is happening right now? Are they doing a dance number?
Banner sprayed with something? It's putting off some funky fumes.
I feel funny. Hey, what is this thing?
Something we cooked up with some spare Pioneer Scout banners, Mire Alert King anal glands, dirty water, and Enclave Research mutagenic serums. Breathe it in. The power of the Pioneer Scouts!
Dude, she's right! Check out my Pit Boy stats! RAP is back up to 100%!
Whoa, nice one, Scoutmaster. What the hell is AP?
Ding, ding! Final round! Let's do this!
For the vault!
For the Pioneer Scouts!
For the vault! For the vault!
Oh, boys!
Yes, ma'am!
Yes, ma'am!
Now!
Hi-ya!
We did it!
Look! The rest are retreating!
Yeah, you better run. No one messes with the 76ers. Now let's tear this bitch open and see what's inside.
You know, it is a bit strange that so many of these creatures like to eat trash and weaponry.
I stopped asking those questions a long time ago, my
sweet.
Dear.
What? What is it? I got the grand finale. Two-shot broadsider with fireworks? What? What'd you get?
A mole rat bat? Aw, man.
What's that?
It's just better for killing mole rats, I guess.
Lame.
What a bunch of junk!
Ow, damn it!
Oh, shit!
Go through that!
Sorry!
We appreciate your help, boys. My thanks to your friends as well.
Sure thing, Scout Lady. And hey, good call on taking out the Ultra Site. Never would have figured that out. Until next time!
Becky, are you alright?
Yeah! I even found Timmy's pants! That jerk of a robot had them! I convinced him to give them back.
Bruno is strong, but that girl is crazy.
Becky, what did you do?
Nothing. We just had a little chat.
Here, take these souvenirs for everyone on the house. Have a nice day.
You know what? I'm not even going to ask. Timmy!
Oh, what happened?
It's a long story, sweetie. I'll tell you about it later.
Wow! I didn't know there were going to be fireworks!
My head.
Come here, sport. I'll carry you home. It's been quite an eventful day for everyone.
It has. But it all turned out okay in the end.
Man, you always get the good loot. Hey, if you think we launch another nuke, that thing will come back. Maybe I could get a new plan then.
I don't see why not. Let's do it.
Aw, yeah. Silo run.
76 forever.
Is it always gonna be like this? You know, where something bizarre or catastrophic happens and we're in a near-death experience. But at the last moment, we pull through and things settle down, but only for a short time before something happens again?
Probably.
But the important thing is, we have each other.
Yes, we do, don't we?
Hey! Can we play one more round in the Nuka-cade before we go?
Sure. But no more sugar, Timmy.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's go, Four Eyes.
I'm coming, Scab Face.
You okay?
Yes. No. Oh, there it goes.
Brian? What's wrong?
Racing. Heart racing. Perspiring in all the wrong places. Pelvis, polka, rabbits. Rabbits, oh, mole rat nipples! Come on, Brian, pull it together!
What's wrong? What is it? Are you sick?
Nope, not sick. Say it. Don't spray it. Just spit it out, you fool!
Did that Titan swipe you or something? Are you injured?
Oh, no. Not anything like that.
Breathe. Hey, it's okay. What is it?
Oh, biscuits, come on. Okay, you make my life
No, that's awful. You are my reason for... Oh, God, no. Mesopotamian love ritual. Oh, no. In front of the kids? No, that... Not that. Victorian poem? Yeah, go with that.
Brian, what are you...
Cupid is blind. The reason why is this. Love loveth most when love most secret is. He jumped into a bramble bush and scratched out both his eyes.
Sweetie, let's get you back home and pour you a nice ice bath.
No, listen. I have to. I've been thinking about legs. No, John Donne.
John Donne? English poet and scholar, born 1571, died 1631? Yes, what about him? You're scaring me.
Mark but this flea, and mark in this, how little that which thou deniest me is. It sucked me first, and now sucks thee.
Okay, that's it, mister.
No, please, listen to me. I know books. I know facts and figures. You can drop me out in the cranberry bog in my mantis with a spoon and canned coffee, and I'd be back home the next day with 10,000 caps in my pocket wearing a gold sequin tuxedo. I speak 18 languages, but I can't find the right words to tell you how much you mean to me. There's no context. There's no merit badge. I have no frame of reference, table of contents, or index to give me the answer. So what's a scout to do? I'm off the trail without a map here, lost in thoughts with a broken compass and raging hormones flooding my body, clouding my mind.
Brian, sweetie.
Please let me finish. I can't stop. I have to get it out. But there is one, just one star that guides me forward, takes me home always, and that's you. You are my celestial navigation, and I am lost, so incredibly lost without you. I know I'm awkward and ridiculous. I know people roll their eyes at me and laugh at me, but not you. Not you. From the very beginning, you didn't just see me. You saw right through me, and through everything that we've been through, you stayed. You stayed for overzealous, angry, masturbating scout leader me.
What?
Resurrected after being eaten me. Scoutmaster fighting demons me. And even Bryognak the barbarian me. And as certain, as steady as your guidance and continuity of being right here with me through all of that, I know. I know that I love you more than anything else in this strange, often confusing, roller coaster post-apocalyptic world. And I've been agonizing, struggling, and I just can't keep it in anymore because not having the courage or words is killing me. So it's out. I said it. I'm saying it. I love you. And if you'll have me, I want to marry you, Marianne Belts, and make you the happiest pioneer scoutmaster since Lady Agatha Rowell, who opened the first pioneer scout camp in New Guinea before tragically being eaten by cannibals. Marianne, please. Say something.
I don't know what to say.
Okay.
No. Wait a minute, you goose. Meaning me, don't know what to say. I never thought anyone would even want to marry me. I always had a plan of my life. Things I wanted to do, badges I wanted to have, a mission to actually rebuild as we were told to do, and a life I wanted to build out here. I think I just... never thought of marriage even being part of that picture.
If it's too soon, I'll wait.
No, I didn't say that. If I've learned anything out here, it's that for all the planning and preparation a scout can do, tomorrow is as uncertain as butter on a hot day. I love you, Brian, with all my heart and soul. But if we're doing this, we're taking this leap of faith together. And from here on out, no matter what we face, we do it together, equally. I can still out-arm wrestle you.
Bryognak, on the other hand.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes! Yes! And now, to seal our bond of engagement, I present to you this ring, made out of the knuckle of the majestic white corpuscular Grafton monster. I shall now commence a traditional mating ritual dance of my own design based on the mating ritual of the Meleagris gallipavo, the West Virginia wild turkey, one of the heaviest members of the diverse galliforms.
Oh, enough with that nonsense. Come here, you hunk of nerd.
Gross! Slipper the tongue! Oh, my head.
Oh, Timmy! You feeling better, buddy?
Yeah. Ew! It's everywhere! And it's glowing! Is that a shoe? Did you throw up a shoe?
Let's head back home to Camp Spruce Knob. On the way, we have something to share.
Love at first sight, when I looked in those eyes, all those years ago. Trips to Virginia, so Grandma could meet ya, to start in a family of our own. A few years later, a couple years grayer, you're still my favorite one to hold. Coffee and red wine, and turning down invites to spend an evening on our own. Like a firework in the night city sky on the 4th of July. I laugh and I cry, I come alive from the love that sleeps inside. 25 years is pretty good, but I think we can do better. I want a couple more chilly nights, cuddled up in our favorite sweaters. These old ties got a few more miles left to drive this coast. Holding your hand, living life's what I come to love the most. Where life will take us, I don't really know, but I got a feeling the best is yet to show. And I kept on the memories stored up in my heart, but there's still room to make some more like we did at the start. And who knows where life will take us, I don't really know, but I got a feeling that the best is yet to show. And I kept on the memories stored up in my heart, but there's room to make more like we did from the start. Cause 25 years is pretty good, but I think we could do better. I want a couple more chilly nights, cuddled up in our favorite sweaters. These old ties got a few more miles left to drive this coast. Holding your hand, living life is what I come to love the most.